Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisú na mBian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Track O'Brien, and today we're looking at microgreens. The days of throwing a flimsy piece of curly parsley as a garnish on a dinner plate are long gone. As food has become more of a cultured experience rather than a necessity, chefs and home cooks alike have found more ways to incorporate elements that are both visually appealing and carry health benefits. Enter the growth of microgreens. These started in California in the 1980s and 1990s before becoming more mainstream over the past decade. You may have heard or seen microgreens before, but what exactly are they? And what's all the fuss about them? To learn all about microgreens, we're talking to Ollie Green from betterplants.ie.
Microgreens, essentially what they are, is small little baby plants, basically, for want of a better word.
Yeah.
So when you get your seed and you put it on whatever grow medium and it grows up maybe 1 or 2 inches tall, 3 inches in some cases, and they're ready for harvesting within about 10 days. So they're packed with nutrients, antioxidants, high form of fibre, and some of them are actually very high in protein as well. So, And again, they contain what they call phytonutrients, which is very good for your body's defence system.
And so for your immune system and everything like that, yeah. And is it, so these are essentially mini vegetables?
Yeah, they're just baby vegetables, basically you could call them. Like baby veg, like they're, do you know the way you see a seed growing up and it comes a little shoot first? So before it goes any further, you're going to cut it and eat it at that stage, yeah.
So it's that small?
Yeah, it's that small, exactly.
But it's packed in with all the good stuff.
It's packed because you think of it, the seed, you know, for any seed for it to grow in the first 10 to 20 days, it's using so much energy out of the plant, out of the seed, and that's where you're getting really the goodness. And gram for gram, they reckon, depending on the microgreen, it can between 10 and 20 times more nutrients than a fully grown plant.
Wow, okay, for the gram for gram. Yeah. And so what would you use them on then? How would you consume them?
On top of, I love putting them on my breakfast in the morning, of having a bit of eggs or something like that, or have them with my dinner. It's brilliant. Just cut a handful of them into with your dinner. Love to green it up. And some of them are just beautiful flavours as well. Like,
it's a great way to get that 5 a day, kind of just packed into various meals during the day.
Absolutely.
And you wouldn't even notice that you're eating it.
No, that's it. I always like, they're like growing your own little multivitamin.
And I'd imagine smoothies are a great.
Yeah, you could absolutely put them into smoothies. There's very little you couldn't really put them into. There's smoothies that loads of people put them into smoothies along with their spinach smoothies and stuff like that, because just adds that extra bit of a kick into it.
And as long as you can buy them in shops and you can buy them in supermarkets, stuff like that, but you can also grow, you were saying
the growing is simple because at least you know what you're getting. But like, if you wanted to go out and try a few before, you know, committing to growing them.
Yeah.
It's going to most your super values or places like that, you'll find them in little, you know, they normally come in little package, plastic packaging, normally clear plastic. And
these can be grown indoors as well.
Yeah, indoors, that's ideal. You grow them in your kitchen.
You don't need a glass house. No, you can be in an apartment and you can be
anywhere
growing
at all. Yeah, once there's a bit of daylight at all coming in. And
on betterplants.ie, you actually sell a kit as well that people can buy.
We have a soil-free grow kit. So basically, you have no mess in your house, just grow your microgreens, and they're so simple. 10 days from seed to harvest is around 10-12 days, and you're eating your microgreens.
That's very quick. Yeah, that they're ready in 10 or 12 days. And this is a sort of a hemp mat, is it?
We use the hemp mat to grow our veg.
Okay, so you don't need to bring soil into the house or anything like that.
Exactly.
It's nice and easy, nice and clean.
And the hemp mat are 100% compostable as well, so
win-win.
Win-win, exactly, yeah.
That's great. Listen, thanks very much for your time today, Ollie.
Thank you very much.
So microgreens are young seedlings of edible vegetables and herbs. Unlike larger herbs and vegetables that take weeks or months to grow, microgreens can be harvested and eaten after about 10 days. These tiny versions only grow to a few inches and can come in 50 to 60 different varieties. The use of microgreens has expanded now, so they can be grown at home. You can add them to a salad, put them on a sandwich or top a steak, fish or pizza with them, along with being the perfect ingredient for a healthy smoothie. Despite their small stature, microgreens actually boast a more intense flavour than larger vegetables and herbs and are packed with nutrients. While these nutrient contents vary slightly between different microgreens, most varieties tend to be rich in potassium, iron, zinc, magnesium and copper, and their nutrient levels can be up to 9 times higher than those found in mature greens. So give them a go, whether you source them locally or try growing them at home.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na mBian with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.